This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk along the
avenue. All right, I almost got to Aaron this yesterday, but I was so busy with all the news that we didn't play it. So I'm going to play it right now and also give some commentary on it. I was leaving Saturday in D.C., and I came out of the condo that we rented. I was waiting for Buckley and others to come out of their condo, and I looked into the end of the hallway where I'd just come out, and the room right next to where I was staying, I guess Ted Cruz lives there or had rented it out. It's Ted Cruz coming out of the dark hallway because the lights were off down there for some reason. They always make the joke that he's like a vampire and looks like a vampire, but he could star as Count Dracula in a major TV show. And I don't mean that as mean. I admire Ted Cruz. I supported him early on for president. He's done a lot of great things, and I mentioned that in the short interview. It's just that the fact is, trying to steal the votes in Colorado and other places and claiming that you just won in a landslide when you got the delegates, that just doesn't float. It's the same way they robbed Sanders, but Trump stood up against it. But I'd like to see him get behind the rebirth of America, and he says he believes Trump is part of the new era. So this is exciting. Here's the interview with Ted Cruz.
Look at this, a secret meeting with Alex Jones and Ted Cruz. They caught us here.
They did. Yeah. So what did you think about yesterday, Ted?
Well, I think it's the start of a new era. And what we've been giving is given is something rare and it's something historic.
How much political capital do you think we can gather to make action happen?
Well, the question really is, do we stand up and deliver? Do we do what we said we would do? The week after the election, I traveled to New York, sat down in Trump Tower with President Trump, and I told him I want to do everything I can to help lead the fight to actually do what we promised.
Let's just finish up here for a minute. Senator Cruz, I want to thank you for making good on your promise to back Trump once he was the nominee.
Well, absolutely, and I campaigned for him, and the victory on election night was a mandate for change.
Let me just ask you one more question about the speech. I thought it was a true return of Americana, invoking the birthright that George Washington talked about and bringing God back in and the word Jesus Christ. That just energized America. Your comments on it?
Look, I think it signals the beginning of a new era. And we've had a president for 8 years who ignores the working men and women of this country. And that's what the speech was all about, is the people who've been left behind. This race was decided by the truck drivers, the electricians, the plumbers. It was decided by the school teachers, and it was decided by the men and women with calluses on their hands who have been screwed the last 8 years by Washington. And on election day, they said enough is enough, and I am excited. I think we are poised to have the most productive Congress in decades, actually listening to the American people and getting the federal government off the backs of small businesses, bringing back jobs and seeing for once wages going up rather than going down.
Sure. What are the chances in closing that we have condos right next to each other the last 3 days and not know it?
Well, it is a small world, and I will say an awful lot of folks came to Washington to celebrate, and I was proud to be up there yesterday.
Are you headed back to Texas right now?
I headed back tomorrow morning.
Well, let me ask you this about the whole situation. I just want to say I really admired most what you've done when you came out and just battled Obamacare, and everybody was saying that you know it would never be repealed, and you really built momentum and broke the idea that it was invincible. So I think you get a lot of credit there, and that's why I was supporting you early on for president. And then secondarily, when you exposed that we can't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force, and really exposed and gave the generals the moral courage to come to Obama and say we're not going to back ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria, I think that began really the collapse of Hillary and Kerry and all of them, and really set America back on the right path. So I've said some mean things, obviously the campaign. I disagree with some things. I want to say, I think you've shown, when it comes to actual brains and information, the best grasp of this republic. And so that's why I'm really glad to see you work with Trump. I think you need you, Senator Cruz.
Well, thank you, Alex. And it is an exciting new day. And my job every day.
Well, be safe. I hope it's on the radio show.
All right.
Because listen, we're up here in Lindbeck.
All right.
Our numbers are about global reach about 1 billion a month now.
Wow.
I'm seeing this stuff in the city.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Oh, small world. All right, come down to DC tomorrow. So happy tomorrow.
We'll be back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I figured that Ted Cruz, who was on the show and he was running for Senate many years ago, would not want to be interviewed. So I was trying to be nice and just get it over with and try to mend fences, because he's not perfect, but he's a lot better than the Democrats, and he's really been good on free speech issues. He's been great on the Second Amendment, great on sovereignty, great on borders, great on so many fronts. So I'm glad to see him working with Trump more. So I see him at the same condo place that I'm staying at Saturday. Once we go outside, I was waiting for people to bring stuff down. He was waiting with our two, you know, black SUVs parked there. We talked quite a bit, and we talked about Trump, and we talked about where he's going, and he's all excited about the relaunch of America and the fact that globalism is falling apart because it was always designed to transfer our wealth overseas and pick the winners. And he said just as long as Trump, you know, stays conservative values, that he's going to work with him. So that is exciting, because I really like Ted Cruz, as everybody knows, until some of the stuff he started doing in the campaign. I got pretty vicious with him. But, you know, when you're saying we had another landslide and in this state of Colorado, another landslide here, when you took over the process and had the delegates give you all the votes and ignored the popular vote, basically canceled it, that's not good. I don't care if the Republican establishment at the time said that said it was okay to do that. wasn't right. The Democrats did it. But we are seeing a whole new level of deception. You know, Leanne McAdoo was upset by CNN, BBC, and others showing the mall on Friday morning, right when they opened it up, to allow people in for the inauguration, and then showing the inaugural grounds when they were full in 2008 and claiming Obama had more people. And even though they got caught with CNN's own megapixel photos at the time that it was a crowd as big or bigger, even though they had fences up, they still double down and show the same old photo and say, no, no one was there. That is upsetting when you see people lying to you. They know you know they're lying. They know the world knows they're lying, but they just keep throwing out disinfo, hoping to catch people that are ignorant, low-information voters. The Democratic Party always says they're the party of smart people. Yeah, a bunch of intellectual controllers over dumb people. They are now a completely race-based criminal organization. I mean, you have the white candidate for DNC chair says her job will be to shut down white people and to shut them down and not let them speak. By the way, the big news just got announced a few minutes ago. It's up on InfoWars.com. Trump keeps Comey as FBI director, and they say this is a smart move because it would have a big battle for a new FBI director, and he hasn't served out his 10-year normal term. Says he has confidence in the director. Rens Priebus says, I'm going to reserve judgment on whether this is a good idea or not. I need to really think about it, but I'll say this. We're seeing total delivery on his promises to pull us out of NAFTA, GATT, TPP, renegotiate, expose all these one-sided deals, signal that we're going to cut the corporate taxes to bring jobs back here, because that's a tariff on us and so much more. I mean, he is delivering on so many fronts, but we set this up weeks ago, and he's a perfect guest to have on right now to decipher the latest individual. And I have trouble pronouncing this name, but we've covered him a lot here on air. He's one of the dissenting Republican members of the Federal Communications Commission. I guess you say Ajit Pai. Probably pronounced that wrong. We'll all get to be good at saying it now. So Ajit Pai, I think I'm saying it correctly. They tell me in my ear I am. The media, it appears, has tried to spin what he stands for. They go, oh, he's not for internet freedom. He's against net neutrality. No, he's against the Democrats' FCC proposal to take over all communications and claim jurisdiction over it and then have a, quote, fairness doctrine over it. And he says, under their plans, they would shut down sites like Drudge Report and put it under Federal Elections Commission control. And Obama, 2 weeks before he left office, signed legislation that Trump's got to repeal or block, saying that they were going to federalize the media and put intelligence agencies over it, that they were going to start censoring the press and basically ending free speech. And the last time we had Bruce Fein on, 3 weeks ago, we were discussing that legislation that Obama did sign. So I haven't talked to him before this interview. I want him to correct me if I'm wrong, because he is the former head counsel for the Federal Communications Commission. He is the man that brought it to Ronald Reagan's attention and Congress and got them to point out that it was never even applicable, that it was fraudulently being enforced, saying talk radio and TV, broadcast TV, could not have political views and news. It was already all Democrat propaganda, but they just wouldn't let conservatives or libertarians be on air. William F. Buckley was like the only one that could barely squeak through maybe once a week. So correct me if I'm wrong, Bruce Fein, constitutional lawyer, best-selling author. One of his latest books, Constitutional Peril, The Life and Death Struggle for Our Constitution and Democracy and American Empire Before the Fall. I mean, was that an accurate approximation of the new FCC chair on the situation?
Let me say this just to amplify, Alex. The statute basically has the federal government involved in monitoring all of cyberspace, including broadcasters, to determine whether, either so-called fake news, whatever the government decides is fake news, and then to generate what they think is an adequate response to try to overcome the fake news. And so it's frightening because of its ambiguity. Anybody, fake news is in the eyes of somebody who doesn't like what they're hearing.
So it's like Obamacare, an open-ended power grab.
Yeah. And it's, really, it's a variation, if you will, of the problem that I confronted with the fairness doctrine. The government's going to decide, what elements of a conversation are fair and what is not. you know, as though the government doesn't always have ulterior motives, that's going to side with whatever gives them more power and tries to suppress, you know, the power that could jeopardize their positions in office. So, and the whole thing is superfluous anyway. I mean, there's never any showing that the American people aren't, if you give them the open access to information, some of it's going to be right, some wrong.
Sure, sure, Bruce, because you're the expert, though. I'm
for themselves what to believe. You know,
sure, I'm trying to decipher. Sure, I'm trying to decipher this new FCC head. So just you heard my breakdown of what I've read from his position and the fact it looks like he is trying to keep a free Internet. They're spinning it that he's trying to take over a free Internet and wants to shut down Drudge. I believe he's saying the opposite.
You know, I believe that's certainly true. And he's already – I think that the large amount of, you know, political momentum against him will be those who want so-called net neutrality, that is, to enable the super huge people like Google to be able to not pay their way in the Internet or in the cyberspace. It would be the net neutrality is like this, Alex. It would be like saying the airlines couldn't offer first-class tickets, that they had to treat all passengers the same, even though some would be willing to pay more for superior service, I mean, which is satisfactory to everyone. If you don't want to pay more, then you have a different kind of service. I mean, and that would be absurd. It would be like saying, you know, you can't have FedEx anymore because, you know, you're paying to get your packages delivered faster than the post office. Really? If we had to live, we can't even survive today without FedEx as an alternative to the post office. And this is simply having the Federal Communications Commission out of the business of choosing or favoring, you know, one particular aspect of the industry over another.
Sure, sure. I mean, we were concerned that there would be a move with net throttling, as they call it, but the 50 times greater evil is having the federal government declare 360 total galactic universal control and oversight over all communications. We know that's bad, so that big evil is being shot down, and so now we have to decide, looking at future services, what can be done. But nobody in the public, or we know President Trump, is going to put up with anything that really does censor. Is that what you're getting at?
I think that's absolutely accurate, that the idea of the government in the business of censoring is outlandish. It's antithetical to our whole political dispensation, which is based upon the trust that if you let the American people have access and they can make up their minds based upon the information that they have, and which includes the right, you can disbelieve anything you have too. I think what has infuriated, you know, the mainstream media is that they became more and more distrusted. More people believed in Alex Jones than, MSNBC. And that just was so shocking to them because they're very insular. They talk only to themselves. It's like an incestuous conversation. That they now leap out and say, well, maybe there was some kind of ulterior motive. You know, the Russians brainwashed the American people into voting against Hillary Clinton. So
wow.
They didn't need to be brainwashed.
Bruce, did you see the Democrats just last week, a bunch of them, Maxine Waters, all the usual suspects, Michael Moore, they're now saying Putin actually commands Trump and tells him terms to use like crooked Hillary or drain the swamp, as if we haven't always called Hillary crooked.
Yeah. No, I remember. It goes back. I worked, Alex, intensely with Bob Barr then on, say, drafting the articles of impeachment against Bill Clinton. And I had to laugh when, you know, Hillary's, oh, this is a right-wing conspiracy, you know, and all this invented stuff to deny what the truth was. You know, there are always some ulterior motives. I didn't get paid a penny. This is something I did as a citizen of the United States that I thought was important.
The vast right-wing conspiracy is we have a will to be free, and we're taking action.
Yeah. Exercising your constitutional rights to seek redress of grievances now becomes a right-wing conspiracy. Oh, huh. Really? It used to be heroized, and they used to build monuments to people for doing that. You know, they were called Thomas Paine and George Washington, and now we're right-wing conspirators? So that's what's gotten, I think, the mainstream media really quite frightened because they see they're losing grip on the ability.
And everybody knows nobody's given Trump orders. The Russians are giving them certainly last. That is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, people will believe things irrespective of the facts, you know, and so if they want to believe that. But this is what we can take some solace from this, Alex, and that is, if this is what they're spending their time thinking about, I guarantee you they will lose the next election. Because they're focusing on an irrelevancy and a myth.
Absolutely. So I want to get your predictions. I mean, you're somewhat of a historian. You've written quite a few history books. I want to get your view on the future.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong.
We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Young teen, Bruce Fine was securing my future First Amendment. And that's why he said, in the old days, we built statues to people that fought and delivered freedoms, in many cases died for them, like our forebears. Bruce Fine went and fought in Congress as a lawyer, but it's all still the same thing because it delivers freedom into the future. And so he doesn't want to be credited or even given credit, but it is a fact, and it's admitted, that he's the main progenitor of reversing decades of free speech being shut down in this country. So where are the other men doing this? Well, people like Trump are fighting to crush the establishment media just by simply allowing competition. And this time, it isn't even about the broadcast spectrum. It's about mainstream media discrediting themselves. I mean, I was there. I don't know if Bruce was. We'll ask him now. This is a short segment. He's with us till about 50 after. I was there. It took me 3 hours to get in because of Soros-funded groups beating up women, children. The police wouldn't help us. Some police were wearing protester hats and pins. It was horrible because the president, that was Obama at the time, appoints the D.C. police chief. So there's so many issues of tyranny here. And then we get in, and there's giant record crowd, and CNN shows a photo as they first open the gates, making it look tiny from 8:30 in the morning. I mean, at this point, I'm glad there's not, quote, regulation over the press as we move into the Trump era. But now, just because the public are leaving them with free market, they're calling for censorship of the press. They were hoping for it with the Hillary era, but it seems like that now that's all being derailed. So what are you most concerned about? What I'm trying to say is, it's surreal to watch how truly authoritarian these people are, but they're having their victory jerked away from them at the last moment, so they're going into conniption fits.
Well, I mean, the great worry is you could get companies like Facebook, and they've already given some indication that they'll yank what they decide is so-called fake news, that you'll have private censorship of, and maybe Twitter would do the same thing, because they are clearly in the what we would call the liberal camp, and they're the ones who were close to Obama and Hillary. And so they have very dominant space on the Internet. And you can imagine something as huge as Facebook, then they turn into the equivalent of the Communist Party in China and decides, all right, this is fake news. You know, we'll scrub it. You know, they have sort of dress rehearsals for that because they do in a better way attempt to try to eliminate the use of Facebook to promote terrorism and criminal activity or human trafficking. But that's a far cry from going to fake news, which has no articulable boundaries to it. It basically turns you into an arm of censorship.
Well, Trump's not called for any censorship of the press, but they're already saying that Spicer and Trump are copying Beijing on censorship simply because they're calling out fake media lies. But it was a month ago that the communist Chinese were all in our newspapers saying you need to ban fake news. So the truth is the Democrats, even at Davos, say they hope China will help enforce the New World Order on America. But then they double back and claim that Trump's the authoritarian. I mean, this looks like an attempted overthrow of reality.
Well, it's a rather odd statement for the press to make, whether they agree or not agree with the president. And, you know, the president has free speech rights like anyone else. You'd expect the press to be echoing, you know, Voltaire, the great liberal humanist in France, the time of the French Revolution. You know, I may disagree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. So why should the press be offended if the president says something they may disagree with? That's why we have free speech. The reason why you have free speech, Alex, is not to protect the speech that you love. It's to protect the speech that you might disagree with and even hate. So no one's preventing the press from reporting on whatever the president does. And they comment on it. And
well, that's it. The liberal press says shut down conservatives, shut down anybody we disagree with. And then Trump says that's wrong. And they say he's censoring them by having his own speech.
No. Which they report instantly by Twitter or a Facebook feed or something like that. I mean, the reason why we know the press is saying this is because they're not censored. And you can read it. You may not believe it, but you surely have access to their viewpoint.
Well, I want to come back because I've been asking some of the questions here, but the next segment, I want to let you get into other areas you're focused on, things you see that are positive, things you see that are negative. But we got the real king of free speech here. Again, we would not have this movement today. You've got to see how pebbles in the pond really do send out giant ripples. And if you want to track back so much of our current success, he's on the phone right now. You want to get his books. They're powerful. Bruce Fein's our guest. We'll tell you about his books coming up as well. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from the sails. And it
we're going back
like
to Bruce Fein to really get into his, one of his main focuses, I know, is studying empires and systems. And I imagine he'll want to get into that and some other issues. But I'd love to get really smart guests on and then just say, hey, what do you want to talk about? But it's perfect that they've named the new FCC chair today, who, from my research and from constitutional law and communications expert and former main counsel for the FCC, Bruce Fein's view, he is a very, very good choice. The left is trying to spin this that he wants to end web freedom because they labeled their net neutrality legislation net neutrality when it was a total takeover of all communications delivered digitally or by broadcast. It's amazing. And so he concurs with my breakdown and others that this is a good guy. Doesn't mean there can't be abuses in any new regulatory scheme. That's the problem with anything that's regulatory. But this guy is a, quote, take a weed eater to regulations view. And if the guy that literally saved us from the destruction of free speech in this country's certification, then I have got more than a wait and see position. I think this is very positive. But Bruce, let me just ask this brief question and get into your agenda. And I imagine this is probably your agenda as well. Looking at Trump, I've had a wait and see. I mean, I know he's a good guy overall, a lot better than the other candidates, but I'm being really pleasantly invigorated and surprised here with hundreds of phone calls a day to major corporations saying, come here, saying we've got regulations designed to cripple us. We're slashing them, saying we're going to, you know, cut the taxes. And with this optimism, Chrysler, Ford, Carrier, SoftBank, I mean, the list is so huge now. Foxconn is saying, okay, we're going to have human factories in the United States. Apple's coming back. It's an avalanche, a trillion plus in the stock market before he was even president, just in the exuberance, because in my view, he's, quote, not out to get us. But then that inaugural speech sounded like the continuation of George Washington's vision and the relaunch of the Renaissance project that our republic has been, and Francis Bacon and the whole nine yards. I mean, this is like so good. I'm pinching myself, hoping I don't wake up and this is a dream. It doesn't mean I'm in a cult and think Trump can do no wrong. In fact, I'm looking for things for him to do wrong because I want to, you know, always stick to my guns and be a purist. But I am really blown away right now.
Alex, I think we just need to take it, you know, day by day. You know, words are words, and it's great. The words that sound good are really good, but they're just words until they're translated into actual regulations and then statutes. And, of course, it's encouraging that the words are producing this enthusiasm about bringing jobs into the United States. But, you know, you can reverse that in 5 seconds as well. And I think, you know, the critical feature, and this is, you know, I've been here, Alex, 50 years. You know, we still have a bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy is basically, it's liberal and it's regulatory oriented. And it's huge. You know, we have a $4.3 trillion federal government, millions of employees, and they have their own vested interests. And it takes a long time to undo some of these regulatory networks that have been built up over literally decades. And
just to prove your point, I didn't know this, correction, the Chinese threatened Foxconn and now they're backpedaling.
Yeah, so those are, and it's not that you're wrong, it's just that it's like Reagan, trust but verify. You got to wait and see what really happens. And in many of these cases where you're going to need new statutes, we need to remember that the Democrats still on legislation have a filibuster role that they could utilize to scuttle some of the more enlightened efforts to roll back the regulatory.
So bottom line, they're dug in. And you've been up there monitoring this for, as you said, 50 years in your career. What would you advise Trump to do then? I know you were Ron Paul's chief advisor.
Well, this is what I've actually written there. This is the way in which I think you can dismantle the regulatory state without having to depend upon Congress. You simply have the regulators issue rules that say, and including existing rules, that unless Congress, both houses of Congress, affirmatively vote to approve the rule within 60 days, it lapses. So you force the Congress to decide they want to continue the regulation. And, of course, if they vote for it, it still is a statute, and the president could veto it. But this is a way in which you require – and one of the reasons why, Alex, the regulatory state has grown faster than bamboo is because it's a way in which the congressional branch can give the responsibility, you know, to the executive for doing things people don't like and then hold up their hands and say, like Pontius Pilate, not me, when it really is them. And then they complain about the handiwork that they've given to the executive branch after they've given it away.
Sure, and they can all pretend like it's not their fault. That's why it's so incredible that Trump's stepping into this trifecta, stepping into the executive that does have all this power, and I think that's why we're starting to see such a fast reversal. I mean, just look at Obamacare. Look at his withdrawal from the TPP on day four.
Yeah, no, exactly. But he needs to institutionalize this. Because remember, you know, whatever Trump can do, you know, he'll be there 4 years or 8 years. And we need to institutionalize the changes so the successor just doesn't walk in and then undo everything. That's very important because the country's going to live a lot longer than Bruce Fein or Alex Jones and anyone else. We have to be concerned with our posterity as well, not just, okay, we had this white shining moment for 4 years and went away. Well, fine. You know, it's like the aurora borealis, you know, shines once and then goes away. We got to understand that the reason why Alex Jones and Bruce Fein enjoying freedoms, because hundreds of years ago, people sacrificed. They thought hard. We need to institutionalize liberty. We can't trust that George Washington will occupy the presidency forever or that James Madison will be writing the Bill of Rights. You know, we have to plan that government will be largely populated by knaves, and therefore let's build these institutions. That's why we have freedom today. They had that foresight. They made the sacrifices. We have to do the same now to make sure that the progress we make is put in institutionalized form.
This really is America's
personality.
This really could be America's reboot 2.0 relaunch if we do it and really will steer the course of human destiny in our most critical time as we unlock the secrets of science, life extension technologies, all of it. I know talking to some people in Washington, the word is there's a lot of suppressed technology that's seen as disruptive that the regulators have also blocked because it was done through university research. The government claims it owns it and has shelved it. The word is Trump is also getting ready to just start dumping massive technology out on the market.
Well, listen, that would be great. And I think that because if you look at the history of, you know, economic prosperity and innovation, Alex, it comes by not by, you know, at the increment, you know, saving a few pennies. It comes from what Schumpeter called the acts of creative destruction. This innovation and genius makes whole new ways of doing business and new products. So they destroy, and I mean, that's what's happening, I think, in the news business right now. The internet and social media is making newspapers, in some sense, obsolete. You know, and it's much, people have much greater access to it. So we need to get the government out of the way. I mean, one of the things I'm worried about is the government's going to get into the regulating under the name of cyberspace or cybersecurity. Then they're going to be telling everybody, well, this is what you can do to encrypt XYZ. And you have
that's
to
right.
Have
that's another angle we've got to watch with Trump because he's got good advisors, but I don't think he's very tech savvy. We could lose our free speech by way of, quote, as you said, cybersecurity.
Yeah, absolutely. We could use that. I mean, we already had an instance where the FBI was telling Apple, you know, you need to develop software in order to help us break into your system. I mean, you're forcing a company to become an agent of the federal government. And having worked in the government, Alex, I tell you, the technology is like five generations behind time because the government does not attract the best and the brightest, the people who are uncomfortable with suffocating regulations fit for a five-year-old. So the people who are really gifted, and because you can't pay them anything either, everyone's got to get paid the same, even the geniuses get paid the same as the drones, they lose the really, really good people. So they're always way, way behind. I remember when I was at Justice Department, the Immigration Service at the time of our hostage takeover in Tehran with Iran, 1980, they still had the records of immigrants in the United States on postcards with pencil. With pencils being used to write down the information. This, you know, I said, really? Our immigrants, we have postcards with pencils? No, this is like 100 years out of date, and all the computers were way, way behind what the modern technology was. And so if we get the government into the cyberspace, we are going to be third rate. You know, it always will be way, way behind the scene. And that's why when you describe, well, the government doesn't want to permit the private sector to do X, Y, Z because it can destroy or upset some government program.
Sure.
We got to get the government out of that. And you're right. Even if he himself isn't tech savvy, I think he understands, even being in real estate, you know, what marvelous advantages that come because he's got all sorts of gadgets he can put in his real estate building. They turn the temperature on time. They put the Starbucks coffees on time and they regulate everything. And the security is better because you've got many, many ways to prevent any kind of trespassing and all those sorts of things.
And then again, government wants back doors and all of it to spy, which is unconstitutional. Plus, street hackers are better than the government every time on average and end up using that to make these entire systems that would make us safer, make us completely penetrated.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you have to build in a back door. I can guarantee you that back door will be known to every hacker in the world far faster than the government will be able to use the darn thing. But all I'm saying is that these are the kinds of things that say we need to institutionalize. And that's what, and I urge Mr. Trump to think about ways that's more than just his unilateral decision. We need the executive branch as a bureaucracy to embrace these things. So when he's gone,
well he said it.
To persist.
He said we're going to devolve this back to the people and back to the states, and we're going to have 50 states that compete with each other now, and we're not going to have one-sided trade deals, which it's so true. These trade deals are not, you know, free trade deals. They're all done with the bureaucratic class to pick the winners and losers. I'm all for real free trade, but I got to tell you, you know, it's not free trade. As you know, when China has a lower corporate tax than ours, do you support, obviously, equalizing the global corporate tax?
Well, the fact is, Alex, you know, there's never going to be perfect equality across
the
line. There's not going to be, because every country has different welfare. They got different educational systems,
environmental standards,
infrastructure. So, you know, but we do know this about how the process works in negotiating the trade deals. It's crony capitalism. The people who end up writing the fine print, who gets the benefits and who doesn't, are the ones who got, you know, who write out the big checks. It's the
and all Trump's saying is we're going to write this in America and in Congress and in the states. We're not going to hand it to some secret TPP. Let's say it was the best thing since sliced bread. It was done in secret, and you're going to dictate to us? That sounds worse than King George.
It is. And more, not only that, Alex, the way in which the statutes operate is that once the president submitted it, it has the so-called fast track, which is another euphemism for Mussolini type of tactics in the Italian parliament.
Wow.
I mean, they take 1,000-page documents and say, okay, you have a maximum, you know, of 10 hours to debate it. 10 hours, and it automatically comes out of committee, and you can't amend it at all. I mean, really? So the executive then dictates the parliamentary procedures for Congress. I wrote memos saying this is unconstitutional. The executive can't tell the Congress how it's supposed to address something that's submitted as a statute. Each house has its own plenary authority over its own rules. And to take these very complicated 1,000-plus page statutes and say, all right, you have, you know, 10 hours to debate it, is ridiculous.
Exactly. Let me throw something out here.
Yeah.
You made me just think of something I hadn't thought of. Ron Paul had said on the show a month ago, he said one of the big tests of Trump will be, will he start devolving this executive power back to the states, back to the Congress, you know, back where it's supposed to be? Trump just handed over a bunch of his ill-gotten authority that Obama had swindled and hornswoggled. He didn't just shoot down TPP because it was unconstitutional and secret. He could have gotten behind it and had a bigger stick over corporations and people. He just passed a huge test.
Yes, I certainly agree with that. The TPP, and this is also the World Trade Organization, it gives almost open-ended authority to the president to decide how he responds. If he wants to violate a regulation, then he can impose burdens on particular segments of the American economy without any restrictions whatsoever. He can pick and choose his friends and his enemies and give them wealth or make them impoverished. And these trade deals are exactly that. That's limitless executive power on steroids.
Wow. Well, sir, I want to thank you for your time. I'd like to get you on soon just to talk about history and how it repeats, how it rhymes. Let's talk about some of your latest books. Let's talk about Constitution in Peril, The Life and Death Struggle of Our Constitution. But, I mean, let's get more into the American Empire before the fall. I think this is God giving us a last gasp, a chance to get back on the rails before we go over the cliff. Give me your view on that and talk about your book.
Well, I think that's exactly right, Alex. You know, empires, you know, they become arrogant and believe that their greatness is in ruling the world rather than setting an example that sends tremors throughout the globe because you're establishing a standard of liberty that excites all people everywhere. You don't need to have a bayonet to excite liberty in the breast of anybody, no matter where they're living. And we are falling in, as other empires, in this idea that our greatness is telling other people how to live their lives and expecting all borders of the world. Right now, as we speak, we have a special forces, 80,000 troops in 130 countries. 130, you're training them to do X, Y, Z, or whatever, not making us safe, purporting to enable Kabul to be safe, or Beijing to be safe, or Manila to be safe, or Seoul. Wait a minute. You know, I don't have any objection to them being safe, but if it's our soldiers, our money, and our lives on the line, they should be making only one country safe. The United States of America. you know, and have invincible self-defense. We should never have to rely, ever, Alex, on the alliance, the friendship of any other nation.
Well, of course, and now look at how NATO and Europe and China and everybody are in our business, and the Democrats are cheerleading going, please, Chinese president at Davos, make Trump behave. Don't they get how inherently idiotic that is? And then, of course, if you build a global army and global system, it's going to end up swallowing you up, and you're going to pay for it. I mean, this is a we've been colonized by our own corporate colonization. Globalism, to me, is an unelected global corporate colonization and basically strip mining of the wealthy nations and exploitation of the third world. Everything they do is the most dirty, twisted, oppressive thing I could imagine because there's no competition or transparency involved.
Well, that's true. And the other element that comes into play here, and it's symbolic but very important, Alex, and that is, you know, remember this issue of, well, President Trump doesn't read the president's daily brief. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't have the intelligence community come over every day and try to instruct him like he's going to pass a test in a high school history test. Well, the fact is, in presidential daily briefs, you know what they consist of? The president gets up, and the first thing he starts worrying about, well, what happened in Ho Chi Minh City? What happened
in Manila? Him on purpose from,
and there's no mention of what happened in the United States. He should trash the president's daily brief and actually get up and read what's happening in Detroit, in Chicago, in Washington, in New York, in Boston, and how to make the United States better. This idea that his mind is preoccupied with what's happening all over the globe and in Mars and Neptune is utterly ridiculous. It's an example of how we've been taken over by the military-industrial counterterrorism complex. $multi-trillion to basically make people angry at us, squander money on weapons that will never be used. We got 19 aircraft carriers looking for places to house, and meanwhile, impoverishing the American people. We don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the airports we ought to have, the roads we ought to have, all those sorts of things that we'd have ample money to do if we weren't squandering as much as $10 trillion since 9/11 on these utterly ridiculous escapades.
Well, Bruce Fine, you're on
Afghans how they ought to live.
You're on fire right now, and I totally agree with you. And former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul is on tomorrow. He put out a piece saying, look, I like the fact that Trump doesn't want war with Russia, but he's being inconsistent here bombing, you know, ISIS. Well, I am anti-war if it's offensive and we start it. But, I mean, sure, you know, if a foreign power attacks us, we have to. And if Obama and Hillary and the neocons created this jihad army to take over the Middle East, that's been declassified, don't we have a responsibility? I mean, I love how Trump says, let the Russians do it. That's a really libertarian thing to do. It's in their backyard. It's in their sphere. So it seems like he's doing the perfect thing. I'm not disagreeing with Congressman Paul. And of course, he, former congressman, he put a question mark on that as well for the focus of debate. So I think it's a complex issue and a complex question.
I've written about this right now because I'm trying to get Congress to step up and we need to have wars, as you've pointed out, Alex, self-defense. Everybody, every human being, every nation has a right to fight in self-defense. If you're attacked or you're imminently about to be attacked, you can go kill. And that's totally legitimate. That's the rule of nature. But the problem, we are provoking other people. Alex, we had not any Muslim countries attacking us when we stayed out of their backyard. We were out of all the, we didn't want to control all the oil lanes and going into Saudi Arabia and all these countries and having the military industrial complex get all the oil and the riches and all those sorts of things. These people are crazy, and if you leave them alone, they kill themselves in internecine warfare. As bad as ISIS is and Al Qaeda, they kill Muslims far more frequently than Jews and Christians and Americans. And our stupidity is not staying back like Fabian. You know, Fabius defeated Hannibal by just, hey, listen, we got self-defenses up.
Don't interrupt someone while they're destroying themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Don't interrupt them while they're kill and shoot themselves. The only thing that gives them unity was the same kind of deal with Castro in Cuba. All Castro had was, okay, hey, we don't want the United States telling us what to do since the Platt Amendment in 1903. We had just said, I'm convinced he'd have been overthrown. He said, you know what? You're a wretch and your people are going to overthrow you. We're not going to give you an excuse, you know, to blame us on all of your follies, which, of course, were totally fallacious justifications Fidel gave. And that is what we failed to recognize. It's not that these are angelic people. They're not. They're devils. But if you leave devils alone, they'll kill themselves.
Sure. Right now.
Romulus killed Remus, you know, making Rome.
Sure. I mean, I agree with you. But my point to Dr. Poldemar is just that if we did help stir this up, Trump's not even trying to grab the oil. He's just trying to kick him out of Syria and then let Russia handle that and then pull back so he can put a plug in where they're all coming into Europe.
Well, the fact is, if one of the reasons why they're going into Europe is because we destroyed Libya. You know,
I totally agree.
You know, you got 2 million. So we're in this very awkward situation, Alex. Right? In some sense, we created the mess, and it's kind of cowardly to walk away and put all these people we put in jeopardy and say, "Sorry, it's your problem." But that's the least bad solution. The cures can be worse than the disease.
And so you're saying cut it loose and let Russia
get out and just get out of there. You know, it's like how we had to end up. We left Vietnam in a very miserable way, you know, skids and the boat people, whatever. But well, what was going to be gained by sticking around? Nothing. And we survived. Hell, right now, we, excuse my vulgarity here, we're supporting Vietnam. You know, they're an aggressive ally against China, if you talk
sure,
about
totally Machiavellian.
South Asia.
Well, powerful, Bruce Fine. Always great to get a history lesson from you because it integrates into what's happening today. Thank you so much for the time.
All right. Have a wonderful show. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
And you want to know where Ron Paul gets a lot of his reasoning? That's his main confidant. Really smart guy, obviously. And he's absolutely right. But Bruce doesn't want to go there. I'll go there. The globalist had a plan, and I don't blame our military. They always say, oh, you hate the military. No, I don't. They sent them in to take out the non-radical Islam folks like Saddam and Gaddafi and the leader Assad there in Syria, and then put Saudi Arabia in. Saudi Arabia is one of the main funders of our government. That's well known. They want this, and it's a long-term plan. They staged 9/11 with the deep state. And this plan's all coming out. General Flynn's telling Trump this, by the way. Trump knows this. It's in the 28 pages. And then the plan basically from there goes, once they collapse up the borders of Europe, Europe then opens up. This is a UN plan, it's admitted, run by Peter Sutherland and others. They then flood Europe and say, oh, the Muslims are here now. We can't have free speech because that makes them kill us. So we have to submit to them, basically. And so the socialists, the communists, and the deep state then uses the Islamists as their new armor. And is there a new weapon? And breaking, senior Secret Service agent suggests she wouldn't take a bullet for Trump. See, they've got political operatives inserted in the Secret Service. This is on the Washington Examiner. That's why I say the Secret Service has a lot of great people in them. I know. They gave us key intel on Hillary. The problem is it's infiltrated with operatives of the Democrats. And so we've got a big, 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 big problem here. We'll tell you more about this when we start the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up, take your calls, and cover a ton of clips. Briefly, if you want to support this broadcast and have a piece of history, the famous artist, you can read all about him at InfoWarsStore.com, that is the official artist for the Republican Party, that did the big famous portrait of Reagan that hangs in the Reagan Library. We've got some B-roll of this. He has given us the exclusive on 2,000 of these lithograph prints, and this is a one-of-a-kind portrait done in person with Donald Trump. When the 2,000 are gone, they're gone. They'll have to sit down again and do a new portrait of Trump, but this is the big one. There's the iconic Ronald Reagan one we've had hanging here in the hallway, and it goes with it right beside it. We're not selling that yet, but I think we should bring that back, but again, it's a limited edition, and when I saw the price we've got on it, again, this would be hundreds and hundreds of dollars at many different art places, different art galleries, and frame. People could buy this for thousands, but it's $19.95. I mean, I've got to tell you, I want to fund a Washington bureau with a few reporters in it. I want to expand this year in the face of the globalists. You can see they're expanding. The fight is on. So I want to bring in some major capitals. Everybody should get one of these. Everybody should check out the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Check out the new 21st century, one-of-a-kind exclusive nanotech body armor that weighs five times less and costs less than the big steel plates and works just as good. Check it out. We'll be back with the third hour. History's happening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.